Tainis Perak Aleph Mishnah Hay. So we have no rainfall at the normal times throughout Cheshvan when it's supposed to rain. And the Yechidim started fasting early. Now he gia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The entire month of Cheshvan passed, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev arrives, v'lo yardu gishamim, and rain has not fallen. This is 2 weeks after the third rain should have already come. And this is considered to be a true disaster facing Klal Yisrael, because the third rain never comes later than the 17th of Cheshvan in a normal year. This is clearly not a normal year. So Beis Din goes from Shalosh Taniyos. So Beis Din decree a series of three fasts. Again, Bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Al HaTzibur, not only on the Yechidim anymore, but now on the entire Tzibur, because the drought is now threatening everybody, the whole community. Ochlim Mishosim Meshech HaShechel. The rules are the same as the previous Mishnah. They can eat and drink after dark the night before. And they're mutter to work on the tainis, to bathe, to anoint with oil, to wear shoes. This is the same level that we had for the Yechidim in their first series of fasts. But now, if we still have problems, the rules are going to get much stricter. Mishnah Vav, Avru Elu V'lo Na'anu. So now they had the Bahab of the Tzibur in early Kislev, and they still have not been answered with rain. Bezin Gozren Shalosh Tanios Acheros Al Tzibur. Another series of three Tanesim, other Tanesim they're calling it, are going to be on the entire Tzibur, on the entire community. And again, it's going to be a Bahab. Ochlim v'shosim ba'od yom. They can eat and drink only while it's still daytime of Erev Tainis. Like Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the Tanesim are going to begin at sundown on the previous day. V'asurim b'malacha. And they're not allowed to work based on a pasuk in Yoel in the Navi and Treyasar, Kachu Tzom Kiru Atzara. Sanctify, make Kodesh a fast, and summon assembly. Atzara, to gather everybody together, and we say Atzara is like Atzeres, like Shavuos, and it's a little indirect, but we say, therefore, no working. And the Al-Sheikh explains, because what you need to do is you need to really think about your lapses and what's wrong and do tshuva. And if you're doing your daily routine, even though you're not eating, you're not really going to notice these things. So you really need to do a lot of tshuva. And so, they cannot eat. Even from the night before, they can't do melacha on the tainis, over a chitza, they can't take baths on the tainis, even though, again, this is somewhat like Tisha B'Av, but we are saying the entire body in this case. Washing the face, hands, feet with hot water, or bathing in cold water would be permissible in this kind of situation. Unlike Tisha B'Av, we're not mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. Mourning for the Beis HaMikdash is more like Shiva. But in this case, we are saying that this is a lesser fast than Tisha B'Av. Uvesicha, you're not allowed to anoint with oil if it's for pleasure. To remove dirt, or if you have sores, something medical, that would be allowed on these tanesim. Uvin ilas a sandal, you can't wear leather shoes. Uvitashmish hamita, even if it is, as they say colloquially, the night when the wife goes to the mikvah, even then it's usher on this tainis. V'noal anes amerchatzoos. And to make it clear, they locked the bath water, so that the bath houses, so that nobody could bathe in hot water on these tanesim, on these fast days. Avru Eluv Lo Nanu. Now we are in the middle of Kislev, getting towards late Kislev, and it still hasn't rained. Beis Din Gozren Aleihem Od Sheva, seven more fasts. Again, with Monday, Thursday, then the following week, Monday, Thursday, that's four, and then the following week, Monday, Thursday, that's six, and then the following Monday. So it's 3.5 weeks of fasting now on Mondays and Thursdays. Shein Shlosh Esrei Tanios Al Tzibur, then that totals 13 fasts, including the two series of Tanis Tzibur that we talked about. They're not counting the ones that the Yechidim did, we're only counting the ones that have to do with the entire Tzibur. Why 13? For the Shlosh Esrei Midos of Rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. 13 is also the maximum that Beis Din is ever allowed to decree on an entire community. And so this would be the end of it. Hooray. Elu Yiseiros Al Rishonos, and these last seven Tanesim are even stricter than the first six that we saw. The previous three, which were already pretty tough, and the first three, which were much lighter. What do you do on these last seven? Sheva Elu Masrian. On these, they blow the shofar, like the word teruah. We're going to blow the shofar. It's equivalent to sobbing, to wailing and crying. V'noal Nesachanuyos, and they lock all the stores up so that everybody is doing tshuva and sees it as a depressing, down sort of day. This applies to food stores were allowed possibly to open in exceptions, as the Mishnah will say. But all other stores, if you sell electronics, you're shut down. Basheni matin im kashecha. On Monday, they were allowed to open up the stores close to evening at the end of the Tainus to allow customers to come in and buy things. But they weren't allowed to put out the displays in front of the store. This was referring only to food stores so that they could be able to make their the seuda after the Tainus was over to be able to eat and drink. But on the Thursday fasts, they were allowed to keep the food makolet open the whole day because you had to buy a lot of food and cook it and get everything ready for Shabbos. So we allowed them to be open on Thursday as well. If you only sold drinks, however, since they're ready to drink and don't need to be prepared, those had to stay closed on the Thursday and can only open on Friday. And certainly anything that wasn't required for people to make Shabbos, that store is going to remain closed all through this Tainus. In the seven Tanesim at the end.